This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even though we're all living in it every day, the nuts and bolts of this economy can be tough to grasp. What matters and why? So, to help you understand things maybe a little bit better, cue the latest installment of our new series. Again, I didn't pick this name. Kai Explains.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So, how do these two concepts work together?
Today on the Kai Explains agenda, household debt. First of all, there's a lot of it. According to the New York Fed, $13.8 trillion in the year 2019, slightly more than before the financial crisis. Second of all, it's not necessarily great when household debt gets that high. Economist Melanie Long teaches at the College of Worcester.
Households that have high levels of debt and that are already perhaps struggling to pay that debt back may no longer be able to meet those repayment obligations in the case of those unexpected expenses.
Maybe we define some terms here, huh?
So the largest component of household debt is mortgage debt.
More than $9 trillion on mortgages.
We also have student loan debt and automobile debt.
About $17 billion in car loans, almost $1.5 trillion in student debt.
Followed by other things like credit card debt or medical debt.
So, how exactly did we get here? Well, the job market's been pretty strong. Consumers have been feeling pretty good. But
more generally, debt continues to serve as a safety net for households,
which is not great. Also, when consumers pay down debt, that is income not being spent on other stuff. And as we say all the time on this program,
consumers certainly matter a lot. Consumer spending, by my way of thinking, is at least 70% of the economy.
Stephen Fazzari there. He's a professor of economics at Washington University in St. Louis.
The consumer debt situation right now is manageable.
Yeah, manageable overall. You break it down a little bit, though?
I would be more concerned, for example, about rising student loans. It slows the ability of younger households in particular to buy new homes.
And then you roll in all the other consumer habits that really drive things.
If things start to slow down in other parts of the economy, that's going to slow the growth of incomes. And we'll probably see a fall of consumer confidence and some decline in consumer spending.
And as it happens, the consumer confidence number came out today, the lowest it's been since the beginning of the year. Let us know what you want me to explain next. We've already got, by the way, consumer confidence and consumer sentiment in the hopper. You can tell us, though, what you want to hear at marketplace.org, or you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L. They told me I had to spell it, so I am.